Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. We start off today with the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanan about Tanur, and the Halachim and the Gemara about this. So just to mention here the Maskana, it's a little bit confusing in Pshatz, what comes out, Ladina. Comes out the Ladina in Rava, that's Rashi and Tesis, is that Tchilas Tanur, everyone here agrees, is Shir the Dalet Tvachim. And the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanan is about Seif Tanur. According to the Rabbanan, because there's a Rav of the Tanur, so it's Makabal Tuma, I have the Gistra, even though there's no Dalet Tvachim left, because there's Rav Tanur, so it's Makabal Tuma. And Rav Meir holds that even my Avdei Gistra, you still need a Shir of Dalet Tvachim. And they also argue whether you need to be gerd the tefila. Fi the Rabbanan, you need to be gerd the tefila. According to Rav Meir, you don't need to be gerd the tefila. Okay, there's two machleiksim. And according to the Rabbanan, roiv the tanur is enough to be metame. And other chumr they hold is that you need to be gerd the tefila. And if you're not gerd the tefila, then it is not mekabel tumah. And Rav Meir's make on both feels that you need dalet tefachim, and he holds that you do not need to be gerd the tefila. This is all by a Tanner which was tar. But a Tanner that was already Mekabal Tuma. So then Rav Meir agrees to the Chachamim that the Rav the Tanner is Metame, afilu if it's not Dalet Tvachim. This is all by Avdei Yistura. By Talke Mitzvok. So then the Rabbanan hold that you need both things in order to be Metame. You need Dalet Tvachim and Rav in order that should be Metame. And Rav Meir holds that's enough with Dalet Tvachim by itself, even if there's no Rav. Those are that's the dinim that come out of the sugya, according to Rashi and Tosfos. So we see here a chiddush that in the Rabbanon, that a tanner that's a tzayv tanner that's not dalat tvachim can be mekabel tuma. A shir of dalat tanner is said a shir of dalat tvachim. That's only in making the tanner. Once the tanner was made, and now it gets broken, so then even though it's not dalat tvachim, it could still be mekabel tuma. We have to know why is tzayv tanner different than tchilas tanner. If Tchilas Tanur needs Dalet Tvachim, why the fact that it already became a Tanur, can it now be Mekabel Tumah in less than Dalet Tvachim? There's another point here which needs explanation, is that in the Gemara says the chilek between Tanur Tisha and Tanur Shiva, so Rashi explains that it's Lakula, the Hainu, that a Tanur Bar Tisha is Birubai, and a Tanur Bar Shiva is Barba. So Taiz Nivir Maskal Ha, agrees to Rashi. And Tais says, don't say the opposite, that it's L'chumra. That a Tanur Bar Tisha needs Dalet, and a Tanur Bar Shiva needs Rav. Don't say that's the Pshat in the Gemara, says Tais. That can be. Why not? It can't be that the Shirayin is more Chumra than the original thing. That an original Tanur is Mekabel Tumah with Dalet Tvachim. And now, that Tanur Bar Shiva would be enough with Rav, so it comes out that it's a Chumra, that the Seif Tanur is more Chumra than the Tchilas Tanur. So he says, that cannot be. Therefore, Tais agrees to Rashi that it's Lakula, and a Tanur Bar Tisha is B'Rubai, and a Tanur Bar Shiva is Barba. So Marsha and Maram are Matmi on Tais. How can Tais say that Shiore Tanur is not more Chumra than Tchilas Tanur? We see not this way. We see by the din of Asa Gistera. By Asa Gistera, then it's Mekabel Tuma, even though it does not have Dalet Tvachim. Original Tanur needs Dalet Tvachim, but Asa Gistera does not need Dalet Tvachim. So you see that Seifa is Chomer Mitchilasai. Kushat Tuman Tesis. Say the Marsha the Maram, that there it's Kitchilasai. By Asa Gistera it's Kitchilasai, came Shoei Med Yafeh. Because where it stands very well, so therefore, it could be Mekabel Tuma, even though it's not Barba. Tais is only going on Tzalki Mitzlak. And that's why he said it can't be Chomer Mitzchilasai, because it does not stand well. But by Asa Gistra, which stands well, then it could be that it's Chomer Mitzchilasai. But it's point needs explanation. How can the Maitzi be Chomer Mitzchilasai? If there's a Svar that can be Chomer Mitzchilasai, that's why it's totally Eimid Yafer, Eino Eimid Yafer. The Maisa, it's how could the Seif Tanur be more Chumra than the Tchilas Tanur? So the Sefer Mincha Shlema Masbir that let the bayasa gistra. It's more chomer. Pshat is because you still have two halves of the tanur. The chelik hamiut is still around, and you're still mishtamish with the chelik hamiut. Therefore, at the end of the day, you have a tanur that's dalatvach. A tanur that's not the dalatvachim cannot be makabel tuma. Here I can mitzarif both of these things, and I have a tanur of dalatvach. So if lechatchila you would make a tanur like this that's broken in half, so the way is each one of them is not a sheer dalatvachim. So you're using two halves of a tanur, but you never made a tanur. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. But once you already made a tanur and it got broken, and now you can still use both halves. So now I could still use the terrace tanner that was here originally. I can still use it in what's left over from the tanner. It's only the rive is makabel tuma. The mir is not makabel tuma. Because in the rive, I can see that in that it's included the original tanner. What I had in the original tanner, it's left over and it's included now in the rive. The rive is enough of a remnant of the original tanner to say that the tanner is included in here. And it's doing a maisa tanur, I take both halves of the tanur. And that's the svar of the Marsha and the Maram. That is here, it could be kitchilasai. That's all gistra, it could be considered kitchilasai. In the roiv, chelik of it. That's what the Rabbanan wrote. If Meir holds that there's no chashivus in there that was originally a tanur. We always have to look at it, kol shah v'shah. We have to look at what it is right now. In its current state, it does not have the share of a tanner. So it's not considered a tanner. History does not help us to define what it is right now. Even though yesterday was a tanner. Because by the standards of today, now that it's broken, it doesn't have the share of dalat vachim. So it's not considered a tanner. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma according to Rav Meir. So it comes out to the Rabbanan or Machmir by considering to machshiv a seif tanur ketchilasei. And Rav Meir holds there's no mile of a seif tanur. Something that it's shirayim of original tanur that should give it a din of tanur. You always have to look at it as like a tchilas tanur. And therefore there's no shir dalat tochem, so it's not metami. The question that's also decided with machlikas Rav Meir and Rabbanan the gabei tefila. The Rabbanan say that as long as you're not goyer the tefila, so it's tami. And Rav Meir holds, you don't need to be goyer the tefillah. Pshat is, the Rabbanan look at it like a seif tanur. That we could look at, they could still be considered a tanur because it has enough shirayim of the original tanur. So therefore, in order to mafkia the original shem, I need to be goyer the tefillah. But according to Rav Meir, it's not considered a seif tanur. It's always considered a tchilas tanur. Therefore, as long as it doesn't have the shir, it's tar. We don't care. It's not relevant to us the fact that you can use it as a tanur because the tefila is there. We have to dine it as it is right now, as long as it's less than the shear, so it's not metami. All of this by a sog histra. So I can't look at it as a shirayim with the original tanur. By a sog histra, I can still see the original tanur is here in the remnants. But tzalki mitzlok, it's an entire nituk of the original tanur, because it's eino emed yofet. So therefore, I have to dine it as a new tanur, and therefore that I need dalat tvach. So now we've explained the machlekes Rabeir and the Rabbanan by a tanur tor, tanur that was not yet mekabel tuma, but a tanur tameh. Then Rav Meir agrees to the chachamim that even without dalat tvachim, the tuma is still there. It's the chayr tzar of beer. Hey lemaisa, who cares that a tanur was tameh? Right now, it's not a tanur. According to Rav Meir, you always need it to have the gedarim of tanur, the shurim of tanur, in order to be the kabel tuma. So right now, it's not a tanur. So why does the tuma that was here, why does that stay around? So you see that, you saw it here, in Rav Meir, that even though the Rav Meir argued in the Rabbanan, and Rav Meir said there is no mile of soif tanur, I always have to dine it kitchilosai. Rav Meir only said that by a tanur tar. That it had a shame tanur, Rameh holds there's no chashivas of the shame tanur. That it was originally a tanur. Even though yesterday it was a tanur, if today it's not a tanur, so it's tar. But that's only by a tanur that was not mekabel tuma. But once the tanur is mekabel tuma, then Rameh agrees to the chacham. Then Rameh says, a tanur was tumi. So in order to mafkia the tuma, it's not good enough that today it would not be considered a tanur. Now as long as there's shirayim of the original tanur, then that tanur is still here. Etzim shame tanur is, it could be mafki, it could be poka, when it's less than dalat tfachim. Shame game, a tanur tame, the tumor that's on the tanur, that gives a chalois din to the tanur. So now I need to have a hafka of the original tanur in order to mafki the tumor. And as long as there's shirayim left, then I'm not mafki the tumor from the tanur. That's, so here of Meir is the chum that I need hafka because it's already chal adin in the tanur. That's we see from Meir in our sugya. This is makar to the chiddush of Rashi, famous Rashi in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. Rashi says about the Mishnah and Kalim that kol haKalim yordin lei tumas and machshava. Ein oilin midei tumas and elabis shinei ma'isa. Says Rashi the following, that a person has a kli and he's in the middle of making the kli and he decides he's going to keep the kli as it is. And then he changes his mind. You know, I want to make the kli nicer. I want to stand in more. I want to add in some decorations to the kli. So then Rashi says, once you start doing a little of an act, you start sanding it, you start shibutz and girur, start doing a little act to the kli, then it's no longer makabel tumah. It could have been makabel tumah in the current state because you thought that you're going to use it in the current state. But once you do some act to add more tikkun to the kli, then it's no longer makabel tumah because it's still in the process of being made. Says Rashi, that's only before it was makabel tumah. Once it was makabel tumah, then you need to break the kli. The fact that you do more fixings on the kli doesn't change the status of royal makabel tumah. That is the chiddush of Rashi and Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. A similar Rashi in Menachos Daf Samech Tes. It's the same you say. There's a difference between something before it was makabel tumah and after it was makabel tumah. I definitely bring makar to Rashi is Rav Meir in our sugya. We see that Rav Meir holds that a tanur, there's no chashivas to this, that it was originally a tanur. Once it got broken and it no longer has the shear of a tanur, then it can no longer be makabel tumah. However, Rav Meir agrees that once this tanur was makabel tumah, then I need to mefkia the shame tanur legamri. As long as there's shirayim left of the original tanur, then it's still going to be tamei. So now we've had over the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. In the Teretz of the Gemara between Tanur Tes and Tanur Zayin, both of them are Lakula. However, the Rishonim in the Mishnah and Kalim, the Rash, the Rosh, and the Rav, in Perakei of Kalim, Mishnah Aleph, they bring down our Gemara, and they learn the Gemara Teretz Lachumra, the Hainu, that a Tanur Tes is Makabel Tumah, as long as there's Dalat Tzvachim left. And a Tanur Zayin is Makabel Tumah, if there's Raif. Even though there's not Zayin Tfachin, but as long as there's a roiv with the original Tanur, then it's Makabel Tumah. That's a Seif Shadim Teretz to the Gemara. The Rosh and Mishnah Zayin there adds on that all of this is by Tzakle Mitzlok. Avdei Gistera, then Dalat Tfachin doesn't help. You need Dalat Tfachin and roiv. Avdei Gistera is more kal than Tzakle Mitzlok, and by Tzakle Mitzlok it's enough either with Dalat Tfachin or with roiv. By Avdei Gistera, you need Dalat Tfachim and Raif. So what's the chiluk between Tzakli Mitzlok and Avdei Gistera Lefizem? So the Meiri Bayot says that Avdei Gistera doesn't say as well as Tzakli Mitzlok. That's why he needs Dalat Tfachim and Raif. Comes out according to the Meiri that it's the exact opposite as Rashi. Rashi says that Avdei Gistera stands better. And Meiri says, but that's Harash, that Tzakli Mitzlok stands better. It's interesting machlokes. I heard another explanation, but that's the Rash and the Rush, in the din of Tzakli Mitzlok and Avdei Gistera, that there's a difference between Nechlek L'Rachbay and Nechlek L'Orkay. The only time that we find the shear of Dalat Tzvachim is by Nechlek L'Rachbay. By Nechlek L'Orkay, it's a different shear. It's not a shear Dalat al Dalat. It's a shear Oyrech and Reichav. The two different shearim. So Bailey Yolds, that the shear of Dalat Tfachim was only said by Rochbay and not by Orka. Back into the next Mishnah, the Mishnah of Or Sheshul of Kazayis Basar. Gemara says, brings down the memory of Ula B'Shem Rav Yechanan, that Pototzi Sakin is Batal. And in the Gemara there, Rav Yechanan said it, even there's a lot of Basar, more than a Kazayis, it's still Batal. Gemara says, what's Pshat? Why is it Batal? There's a lot of Basar over there. Maskana the Gemara is that some men merudod. talking about it's spread very thin. And Rashi says that it's a tircha to gather together. And therefore it's batel. So Taisa here in the Maralah from Divri Matzal Avo, Taisa says that even that kinos works, even though there's a kizayis of makom echad, or the batosei sakin is batel, but if you're kinsoy, then it's not batel. We weren't Taisa in the first teretz. Zacharet Zorachim, as we saw in the Gemara earlier on the Kufchav base, that kinos works, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only if the or is not mevatel. But if the or is mevatel, then kinos doesn't work. So here that potosei sakin is batel. So why does kinos work? So Bakorach the chiluk is that there is only when the or is mevatel. But here, when the sakin is mevatel, batel, but the sakin caused the bittel, so then kinos does work. And the Hezbir, like we spoke about then, this is a big rise from our Gemara, that when the or is mevatel means that there's no chashivas bichlal in the basar. The basar became a chelik of the or. So then kinis is never going to help. You're taking or and you're trying to treat it like basar. But it's already a heft of or. So then kinis is not going to work. Mashinkin by us, we're talking about even a kezayis and a kenafio and talking about a lot of basar there. So if Adam is an atzma, it's not a chelik of the or. Just, I day the potosai sakin because you're mevatel it. And it's a big tircha to gather together, like Rashi says, therefore it's batel. But in that, it never became b'cheftza chelik of the or. So in that, it could work kinus to say that it's taka like batel. We knock into the Gemara on the Beis. Mar brings down a member of Bar Pada that we find the two chatzori zayif, so it's tarif, it's only me'achoyrev. I will make a fun of the armid tarif, because yesh negeah v'chozer v'negeah. So why me'acharav are they not mitzarev? Hooray, why is it not a shomer? See, Rashi and Tosfos, we hold that this Tana holds that ain't shomer l'pachos mikazayis, like the Tanakam of Achirim, earlier on, Tavkuf Yud Tesmet Aleph. That's how Rashi and Tosfos explain the Tana of our Mishnah. However, the Tosfos of Rashi is different shots. That we hold here that a shomer of an avela is zina kiyad. Because the Maisa, it doesn't work to be mitzarif. It's only machnas and maiti tumah. Surfer at his end of the yad. And Melo, Rabbi Shmuel holds that ein yad lepachos mikazayis. The Tetzurosh means that's only the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara earlier in the Sugya, in the beginning of the parakim, Kufyurchetz, Kufyurtes, Tanayim there held that the chiluk is between yad and shomer. Not, and even a shomer of a nevela has been of a shomer, because the Maisa is acting as a shomer. But the Tais Rosh here is Mechadish, that Rabbi Shmuel holds not this way. Rabbi Shmuel holds, we go with what its din is, because its din is only to be Machas and Moiti Tuma, therefore it has the same din as a Yad. We spoke about it earlier on Daf Kuf Yud Tes, about the Bira Machlokes over here. We now come to the Sugya of Negea V'Chozer V'Negea. Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, V'Yesh Negea V'Chozer V'Negea, Arei Negea V'Chozer V'Negea. So we have to understand what the pshat is. Man damar inageya v'chodzer v'inageya. When the guy b'tumas masa, everyone agrees that even though the kezayis is split up, you could be metame. The kezayis is metame, even though it's not connected. We see that you don't need something to be a cheftz of a kezayis in order to be metame. We spoke about earlier in the parak by tumas oichlim. Here there's a shir of a kebetza midareis of kabbalas tuma. So it needs to be one cheftz of a kevetza. You need shicha. It needs to become one cheftz in order to be mekabel tuma. But that's all in kabbalas tuma. To be metame other things, we see here in the sugya, that everyone agrees that a nevela that's split up, and you're noiseyit, you do a masa on the two halves of the nevela, so the nevela is metame. So we see that to give over tuma, it does not need to be attached. So what's the pshat in mandamar that ein negeya v'chodzer v'negeya? We're talking about even basachas. Doing it at the same time, you're touching both halves. So why is it not metame? Another point here that needs explanation is the Ramban says here is a davar poshut. And even land amar yesh negeya v'chozer v'negeya, it's only b'basachas and not b'zachar zeh. The Ramban does not bring any makaris to this din. The din of the Ramban is mefurish in a Mishnah in Tyrus, Parak Aleph Mishnah, which is brought down in Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph. It says there that you have a kebetza of food which is tummy, and they fall on another food, it's split in half, and they both halves fall on another food, So you make the second food into a sheni. But if they fall b'zachar zeh, first one falls, and then you take it off. Then another one falls, then the other food, then the second food is not mekabel tumah. So the ma'aseh is mefurish. Even madam reish nageya b'chayzer v'negeri, the reish is only going madam reish nageya b'chayzer v'negeri, because they were detached when they fell on the food. It's so going madam reish nageya b'chayzer v'negeri. That's tesis there in Zvachim that Flamed Aleph speaks out. This mission holds reish nageya b'chayzer v'negeri, and yet it's only when they fall b'zachas b'zachar zeh. Everyone holds it ain't a geah b'chayzer v'negeri. So this is a mission over there. Man didn't even quote any makor to it. This is pashut to the Ramban. That is, why is it so pashut? Let's we find that other things that have a shear. So there's a tziruf. You need to eat something. You need a kezayis for mitzvahs or for yisurim. So it's mitzarif b'chdei achilas pras. So Bryce in Me'ilah daf yudches. And Me'ilah is mitzarif afilu mikan vad gimel shonim. Me'ilah has a shear pruta. If you're moiling chati pruta today, another 10 years later you're moiling another chati pruta. So it's mitzarif. So you see that Chazal understood that things go with tzirufim. So why should this not go with tziruf? So those are the two questions that we have here. Number one, what's the pshat in mandam or einageya v'chazer v'negeya? Right, you don't need one cheftz of a nevela to give over tumah, like we see from Masa. So why are the two negiyas not mitzarif? And also, why was it so pashut to the Ramban that everyone agrees it has to be v'basachas and not b'zecherzem? So we see here from the Ramban clearly that the inyan of tumah is not something you can gather up. It's not like an achila, that it's how much food went into your stomach. So first you had a chatzi zayis, and then a minute later you had another chatzi zayis. So the ma'aseh, you can add up the first two halves of zayisim. You first put the first half in the making count, and then you get another half, you put that one in the making count also. And then you have a whole half of kezayis. And also me'ilo, the same thing. It's how much did you make money off of hektish. And it's, these things add up. They don't have to be done with basachas. But tumah is not that way. Tumah is not that the nevela is metame you. It gives you a half a tumah, and now you put that in the bank, and now you need, now the second half falls on, it gives you another half of a tumah. That's not the way it works. Tumah is, there's a mice of tumah which is metame the person. If there's a kezayis at the time that the tumah gets onto the person, then that's considered a mice of tumah. Less than a kezayis, not ma'isa tumah bichlal. It's nothing. You didn't become tameh half. When you ate half, so you're hanos, groino, you may have of half. So you did a half of an achila, and that could be mitzarif. Ashengi and tumah, there are no halves. Tumah is all or nothing. If you didn't have a kezayis of tumah, then it's not called a ma'isa tumah. That was a sarb shooter by the Ramban. Naturally, the yisoid of the mandam of inagay, the chayz of inagay, is based on that same yisoid. Even though the two ma'isim are done with basachas, because each one doesn't have the shear, so this is not a tumah, this can be mitamimi, and that can be mitamimi. So they can't even be mitzarev to be mitamimi. So now just, there are two ways to say over this yisoid. Why is it that ain't a geah b'chayzer v'negeah? Simple way to say is that it's two ma'isim tumas. This, a ma'isim maga of a half a kezayis is not a ma'isim mitamimi. And another ma'isim of half a kezayis is also not a mitamimi. That's one way to say it. Another way to say is that half of a kezayis of tumah is not called a tumah. It doesn't have the koyach to be metameh. So maybe each one of them is not a tumah. It doesn't have it's lacking the koyach of giving over a tumah right now. Those are two different nuschos. We'll see later on in the shir how to mechri on these two nuschos. But there's two ways to say in the chisaron of ein nageya b'chayzer v'negeya that either because it's two different ma'isa tumah, and each act is not called the ma'isa tumah because it's done with the half of kezayis, or because each half of kezayis is lacking the koyach hametami bechal. That's the man domar ein nageya v'chayzer v'negeya. What's the man domar yesh nageya v'chayzer v'negeya? He holds that the pshat is that you can mitzarev them to look at it all one ma'isa, even though you touched one with your right hand and one with your left hand, but two half of kezayisim touch the person. So therefore, it's considered one ma'isa tumah. That's if the chisaron is in the ma'isa. If the chisaron is in the cheftza, that half a kezayis doesn't have the ability to give over tumah, so that's only when, we could say that's only when each half a kezayis is on its own. But if the two half a kezayis, they don't need to be touching and becoming one physical item, object that's connected to be metame. As long as they're being attacking me at the same time, both of them are giving tuma over to me, and they have the ability to be metame me. Then klapi me, I see one chefs of tuma. All this is lagabe maga. Gabe maga, I see the two different magois are independent of one another. Mashengi mas, it's all one mas of the whole thing. So whether the chisaron is in the maisa, that it's not a maisa, that it's two different maisa atuma. So by mas, it's all one maisa. It's all one maisa masa. And also we say that the chisaron is in the chefza, that each chefza doesn't have the ability to give over tuma. It's only because each chefza is independent from the other. Mashengi, there's one nesia that's being done on both of them. So then avada klabi, that nesia, that masa, both of them are one in that masa. So maybe they have the ability to give over tuma. That's the pshuta, that the part of masa, we said that a masa is all one masa. That's what Rashi says, and also the Ramban. So they say that the part of masa is that's considered one masa. However, Taisers, who are different part, Taisers, different masa, ain. Tais asks, Maishna oil from masa. Why by oil do we look at it as mahil v'chayzer u'mahil? It's two separate aholos. But masa is all considered one. Maishna, maisa, it's magas taka, two different actions. But oil all happens mamish together. Just like there's one mas on everything, there's also one oil on everything. So why by oil is looked at as mayil v'choiz r'mayil, and by masa everyone agrees that it is metamic. So today's answer is that masa learned out of a pasuk, that you're noisy tuchas chatoizetim at the same time you're tamay. That there's a rebuy in the pasuk to say that even though the zayis is split up in two, it's still metame. So today it could be at the end of the day that it's exerts a kosov, without any specific gather. But it's established that even levitasis that we need a pasuk for it. But the pasuk is coming to say that by mass I tackle, look at it as being one. It's all one mass of the whole thing. That's not var mukrachim in tesis. But in Rashi and the Ramban is mavur that the difference between massa and maga. Is that masa? It's one nesia of the whole kizayis. Mashin kein maga. It's two separate negiyas, and therefore you have to come out to tziruf. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds in a gave a chayzer v'negiyah. The point here in Hemshach Gemara to Mavur that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue by an or sheish lof shnei chatzayis esim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that's matami b'masa v'loy b'maga, and Rabbi Akiva holds that's not matami at all, because Rabbi Akiva holds or mevatlon like it says in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shmuel holds it ain't or mevatla. So why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's metami v'masa v'loy v'maga? The reason why is it not metami v'maga? The or is not mevatla. The reason is because me'achra is ain't metami v'maga because ain't shemer l'pochus mikazayitz. But the fun of it's not metami according to Bar Pada. Because no reason why not. It's or is not mevatla, and therefore it's metami. That's Rabbi Shmuel and Akiva narration. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's more that Rabbi Akiva holds. Then in Tochav Shnei Chatzayis Zayis Beketzam, V'Sitan Yisam. Because there's no art to be mevatel. So it's the Ketzam attaches them, and therefore Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's Tamei. The Gemara uses as a proof that Rabbi Akiva holds that Yesh Negeah V'Chayzer V'Negeah. Question, how is that a proof? Where do we see from this Yesh Negeah V'Chayzer V'Negeah? So Rashi explains that since Rabbi Akiva holds Kol Shein Baruch Lal Magoin, Baruch Lal Masa, like the Gemara says later on, so in Cain, how does Rabbi Akiva hold that it's Metame? How can the case be Metame? How is Dein Baruch Lal Maga? Because they're detached. In order to be Metame B'Maga, it's come out to Yesh Negea V'Chazer V'Negea. So it's Mucha that Rabbi Akiva holds that Yesh Negea V'Chazer V'Negea, because if not, then he would not hold it in Metame B'Masa. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara. The Maisa, it's a little bit lacking in the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara hasn't yet brought down the din of Kol Shein Baruch Lal Magen and Baruch Lal Masa. How does the Gemara say in the beginning that we know Rabbi Akiva holds that Yesh Negeah V'Chayzer V'Negeah based on the din we haven't yet brought down? A little bit sort of weird. That's Bakor Chayra how Rashi learned in the Gemara. Another Ara that there's on Rashi and Taisus here is in the Hemshah Gemara. The Gemara asks, not that Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Yishmael that by Shnei Chatzayis Esim it's Tor, because Kol Shein Baruch Lal Magen and Baruch Lal Masa. That's the Gemara that it's a Baruch Lal Maga Milafanav, and the Rav answer that you need it Baruch Lal Maga Mikoltzad. So Rashi and Taiz ask that why does Rabbi Akiva need to come out to this far of Kolzina Baruch Lal Maga and Baruch Lal Masa? Rabbi Akiva himself holds that Or Mevatlon, so there's no Tumah Bechlal. So the answer that Rabbi Kiva said this is a time age Rabbi Shmuel. Lifi mi or mevatlan, then for sure it's tar. You that hold that ain't or mevatlan, you should at least agree that it's tar, because ain't a bolach lamag, ain't a bolach lamas. So I'm shan in the Gemara. But God of Vada again, this is sort of mirim shat. There's two horrors in shat and Rashi Tezis. I don't have, in Rashi Tezis, we don't have any answers, but just two horrors that are in the Sugir and Rashi Tezis. That one is that the Gemara said that Rabbi Kiva holds that Yeshna Geya, Bechodzer Vino Geya, based on the din of Kol Shein Bolach lamaga, which the Gemara not yet quoted. That's one big horror. Second big horror is Rabbi Kiva Lemais explains the reason that he's Matire, because Kol Shein Bolach lamaga, Ein Bolach lamasa. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's another reason why it's tar. The real reason Rabbi Kiva holds that it's tar is because of Arma Vatla. These are two artists on Rashi and Tesis. And I believe these are the two makaris of the Rambam, which are sugya in a new way. When I talk about the sheet of the Rambam, Rambam is a new mahalach in the sugya in Rabbi Akiva. I believe it's Rambam took it out of these two big questions from Shat and the Gemara. The Rambam says the following in Parak Aleph of Sharov Zatumah Halacha Yud Beis. Or Shiyesha Lov Kishnei Chatoye Zesim Basar Nevela Ha'or mevatlan. Ha'ena mitam in loy b'maga v'loy b'masa. She'kol she'ena mitam in mina nevela b'maga, ena mitam in b'masa. The Rambam says, Pasul Rabbi Akiva, that it's tar, because the or is mevatel. And the Rambam concludes, because ena bolach l'maga, ena bolach l'masa. So here we can no longer say that Rabbi Akiva said alatai made the Rabbi Yishmoel. The Rambam quotes the two parts of Rabbi Akiva. The or mevatlan, and kol she'ena bolach l'maga, ena bolach l'masa. Manashach, if you have one, why do you need the other? If Or Mevatlan, that itself works. And if Ein Bolach Lamag, Ein Bolach Lamasa, that also works. Why do we need both of these reasons? So that's sort of Rav in the Rambam, but if out of Makar the Rambam is the words of Rabbi Akiva. And if out of the entrance, the first order we asked, said also, the more the beginning was Mechiach, that Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Nogeya, Bechazer Vinogeya. How did the Gemara know that? So Rashi and Taisa said, Rashi said because it's before in the Hemshech, Rabbi Akiva holds that said, Kol Shein Bolach Lamag, Ein Bolach Lamasa. But if the Rambam is Miyushuf, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, or Mevatlon, for whatever reason, the Rambam holds that itself doesn't work. That only works Bitsiruf Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga. It's not some other disjointed member of Rabbi Akiva that we're coming to deal with. Rather, the whole inyan of that Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, that when he said, or Mevatlon, it's only together with the reason of Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga and Bolach Lamasa. And therefore, Avada, the Gemara already at the beginning knew that Rabbi Kiva holds Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga and Bolach Lamasa. And that's how we were able to be Meichiach, that Yesh Negev Bechazer Vinegev. So the Rambam learned put the mission of the Braitzah together. Rabbi Kiva was not saying L'taymeid the Rebbe Yishmoel. Either both these reasons were necessary according to Rabbi Kiva himself. And Lefiza, everything, the whole sugya is Miyushav in Pshat. Rambam is Gevaldik in Pshat. But in Tzvar, the Rambam is sort of Bir Rav. What's Meis the Pshat? That if Or Mevatlan, you also need to come out to Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga. And if Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga, why do we need the Svar of Or Mevatlan? Either one should work by itself. Chazon Ish and Uksin, Siman Aleph of Katan Yadalad, asked this question. And Ibad Shver, what's Shver on the Rambam? One point that is clear from the Rambam, that Or Mevatlan itself doesn't work. That itself is not an answer. The Or is not Mevatel entirely. We still need to come out to the Klal of Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga and Bolach Lamasa. He needs explanation. Why not? And it was before in the Rambam that the Svara of Or Mevatlan is only Svar Lagabe Maga. Or, the Gabi Tumas Masa, you should still be Tame. The Bittel of the Or only works that there shouldn't be a Tumas Maga. Now there's no Tumas Maga, so we say that Kol Shein Bolach Lamaga in a Bolach Lamas. But why do we need that? If Or is Mevatel, it's a Metzias, Or is Mevatel. So I found in the Tiferet Yisrael, here in the Mishnayis. Tiferet Yisrael, normally when you quote the Tiferet Yisrael, people quote the Perish that he calls Yochin, which is the more the Pshat-oriented Perish that he wrote in the Mishnayis. Tiferet Yisrael also wrote something called Boyaz. Named after the two Amudim in the Beit HaMikdash, Tlame Melech called Yochanan and Boyaz. Second Amud that's called Boyaz, Neri's more goes Barichas to describe, to explain things that need more explanation. So here in Boyaz, in the end of Sivkat and Aleph, Tiferet Yisrael is Oymer on the Rambam. It says with Tiferet Yisrael the following. The Ragl Inyan Beis Magoyis, Sagi B'taim HaShaor HaMavdil B'nei Mevatlan. Only Lagabe, two Magas do we say the Or is Mevatlan. Midinoga beis chatoyes eisen. Aval in masa, akoponim nosa azayis shalim, leishayach loimer sha'or mevatlon. The Or Mevatel is only works agave maga, because lemais it's two chatoyes eisen. It's a negi of two chatoyes eisen. Shingen gabe masa, where there's one masa on both of them, Klavi that we don't say or mevatlin. This explanation, even if or mevatlin doesn't work entirely, but why does it work like the needing two negias? And also, the Maisa the Rambam holds that yesh negeah v'chayzer v'negeah. Like the Mara says, Rabbi Akiva holds yesh negeah v'chayzer v'negeah. Nachroinim, Rekveger, and the Teres Chaim bring them before in the Rambam, Perigdal of Tumas Meis, the Rambam holds that yesh negeah v'chayzer v'negeah. So, my nafkamina, if maga, and you have to command to two magas, but yesh negeah v'chayzer v'negeah. But because you have to command to two magas, then I say that or mevatlon. Now, shenking masa, that it's all one masa, then I don't say or mevatlon. My nafkamina, if it's two or if it's one. Lamaisa, this is a way to be mekabel tuma. So why does it make a difference if the gabi this far of or mevatlon? It needs a lot of explanation. So, as you could say, pshat in the Rambam, that we mentioned earlier that if yesh nageya v'chayzer v'negeya, pshat is that you need one metame, but the negeya, the person in both of them, makes them one. That I touch one kazayus, one half kazayus with my right hand, and one half kazayus with my left hand, so my guf is touching a whole kazayus, so my guf is machaber them to become one. So klapi me, they're one, and that's why it's metame me. We could say after that's only when the koyach achibur is ayde my guf. When I'm the mechaber, so I make them one. Really, it's two. What makes them one? If klapi me, they're one. They're both metame me at the same time. Then I look at them as being one. That's when the chibur is ayde the person's guf. Masha'ein kain in their mechubur ayde the or already made them one. The or connect them to become one. So even though now they're actually one, but they're one, but even they're tuffled to the or. So the svara of a rekiva of or mevatlon does not say that there's nothing to, no tumah bechlal, all you have is or. Either I'm holding tummy b'masa. Or mevatlon doesn't work akadei kach to say that we got rid of the tumah. Or mevatlon just says that if the whole kleach achibur of the two chatzoi zesim comes by day the or, that's what makes them into one. So I see that, I don't see a kezayis of tumah. I see the R made a kezayis of tumah. The unity of the two chatzoyes eisim is through the R. So I can't look at that there's one metami of the person. Cause the chibur here is ayde the R. So copy that and bottle to the R. If what's making them one is the R, so the, what's metami me is the R, not the basar. And that's not metami me. Only basar is metami me. So that's the shot in the Rambam, which is really shot, the way the Rambam is shot in Rabbi Akiva. We need two reasons. We need the reason of Or Mevatlon. We also need the reason of Kol Shein Nebolech L'Maga Nebolech L'Masa. Because when there's one Koyach HaMetame, Masa, it's all one Maisa Masa. Like the Ramban says, it's one Maisa Masa. So you don't need the Or to be Mechaber. You could have two things that are entirely unrelated. And the Maisa Masa is Bechev to one Maisa on both of them. Masa, you could be at different parts of your guf in Bechlal. You don't need any Kleach HaChibur. Because the act of Masa, by definition, your person is schlepping the whole Kedayis, so that by definition makes them into one. So they don't need any physical attachment Bechlal to be looked at as being one. That's Lagabe Masa. Mashing and Lagabe Masa, I need to see that the two things are one. It's not like Masa, where your goof is carrying a certain amount of weight, certain amount of items. Here, because it's maggots, the actual chefza is metamimi, so I need to look at it as being one chefza, that's mechubur, that's metamimi. So when I myself am touching both halves, then it could be metamimi. But if the or is mechaber them, so the koyach achibur is as I did the or, and memela klabi that the bottle to the R, because what makes them one is the R. So I no longer see the buster being metami me, rather the R. So memela, that's why when the R is mechaber, there's no tumas maga, because klabi maga I say or mevatzlon. And memela is also no tumas masa, because kol shein nevolach l'maga, you nevolach l'masa. So the Rambam and Dainu Rabbi Akiva needed the svara of or mevatzlon as a svara legabe maga, and the reason you're not metami b'masa is because kol shein nebalech lal maga ain't nebalech lal masa. Even though the Rambam paskins that yesh negeya v'chayzer v'negeya, that's only when the chibur is ayde the person. When the chibur is ayde the or, then I say or mevatlon. That's a hard pshat nifla in the Rambam. And Rabbi Akiva, as the Rambam saw, learned this out of Rabbi Akiva. This is what the first shul means, the same pshat in the Rambam. that's again just to summarize, that's the opinion of the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos did not learn this way. They learned that there were two independent reasons in Rabbi Akiva. The real reason in Rabbi Akiva is Or Mevatla. But even without that reason, it would still be Rabbi Akiva would still be tar because closer in the Maga, in the Masa. But Rabbi Akiva himself holds the reason is because of the Or Mevatla. And a related point in the Indian of Negei v'Chozer v'Negei, we've come back to say that the Iker Vard of Negei v'Chozer v'Negei is a chisaron in the Cheftza. That I don't see that it's being one Cheftza. And that was made clear in this Rambam and Rabbi Akiva, that by Maga, it needs to become one Cheftza, the Or is into one Cheftza. Shingin by Masa, it's all one Masa. And therefore, it's no problem of making it, you don't need to make it into one Cheftza. See this Chiddush in the Teferet Yisrael somewhere else. That's a very fascinating question the Mefarshim ask. The Shita of Rav Yosef ben Harkanos in our sugya is that ein ma'il v'chayzer v'ma'il. That you have to be ma'il and the whole kizayis b'yachar. If it's split up, then it's not mitami b'oyim. So the Mefarshim are bothered that lefi Rav Yosef ben Harkanos, how do we ever have the din that meloy tarvod rekev is mitami b'oyim? Meloy tarvod rekev is before or later on that it's rekev, a mace that decomposes, so it gets scattered around. It doesn't all become in one place. It's scattered over, mixed within the dirt. And it doesn't become one chefza. Therefore, it's not shaykh tumas maga and loy tarvad rekev, because you can never touch the whole thing b'basachas. Mar says later on, but masa and oil, you do have. Because masa is one masa and oil. Because all in one oil ames. And therefore you could have by loy tarvad rekev. But as in the version of the fear of Deisim and Harkinos, that holds ein ma'il v'chayzer u'ma'il. So how do we have that Meloy Tarvad Rekev is Mitami Boya? That's a question, big question. So the Teres Chaim later on, of Kuf Chof Heim Beis, says, in a Hanami, the fear of the Yisrael and Harkiness, Meloy Tarvad Rekev is not Mitami Boya. The question is correct, and Svar is correct, and the Meister of the Yisrael and Harkiness holds that it's not Mitami Boya. That's his Mahalach. Teres HaRosh, in Yidadav Chof Zayin, says that it's Halach Moshe Misina, it's true in Svara, it should not be Mitami. But here is a loch mesh misinai that kilu we say that yesh ma'il chayzeru ma'il. That's what they say. However, the Tiferes Yisrael in Paragimel of Oilus Boyaz Oith Aleph says a different eretz. Says that the chisorn of ma'il chayzeru ma'il isn't that you need one ma'isa ahola, one ma'isa of being over the whole kizayis together. If that would be the problem, then you're right. And always we would have the problem by Meloy Tarvad Rekev. Every part of a tumma is disconnected from the other one, and the roof is roofing over each one independently. It says it's the very straw that's not the din of ein ma'il v'chayzer ma'il. The din of ein ma'il v'chayzer ma'il is that there's no one cheftz of tumma. Zil hachalek ha'shiura, the zil hachalek ha'shiura. We don't see one cheftz of tumma to be metameyu. That's the din of ein ma'il v'chayzer ma'il. And Neila says it's the very Yisrael, by Meloy Tarvad Rekev, which is, even though it's not all attached mamish, but it's very close to one another. It's clear that it's all related to each other. So it's called the one chevz of tumma. It's true, each piece stands on its own. But they're so close together, so it's called one chevz of tumma. There's no chisaron of zil hachal like a shura, v'zil hachal like a shura. We want to say a chiddush l'fizeh. This is a chiddush l'chumra kilu. The first thing we said is a chiddush l'chumra, that even though the maisa, they're disconnected, and it's each one has its own maisa ahala, but because it's all enough close to one another, that says it's all one chafz of tuma, and therefore it's matame. Says the Tiferet Yisrael also an opposite nafkamina. So what happens if you have like half a kazayis of tuma, and then something on top of that, a piece of wood or something, and then another half a kazayis of tuma, and a person is mahil on top of these two half zaysim. If the chisaron of ein ma'il v'chayzer ma'il is because it's two separate ma'isei ahalas, so then it's going to be tamei, because the whole kezayis is in one place, one half of kezayis on top of another kezayis, and his hand is on top of both of them exactly. They're both equally aligned. He did one ma'isa of being ma'il and the whole kezayis of tuma, so about he's tamei. But says it to Tiferes Yisrael, but lefi ma'il chiddush, he's going to be tar. Because lemaisa, there's some chatita between the two halves of tumah. So it's true there's one maisa hola on both, but because it's two chefsas of tumah, so each one is independent. And also on this we say that ein ma'il v'chayzer u'ma'il. That's the chiddush of the Tiferet Yisrael. Dainu comes out a chiddush both the kula and the chumra. The hagdara of ein ma'il lechozer ma'il or ein noigea lechozer v'noigea is you need one chevtz of tumah. Not that you need one ma'isa. Even the man Omar that yesh noigea lechozer v'noigea, pshat is that the person that's touching both of them at the same time can make them kilu their one chevtz. That's we explain the Rambam the difference whether a person touches both or the R touches both. If the person makes them one, so they're metameim. If the R makes them one, so then they're butzel to the R and they can't be metameim. Another point here. The Hemshach Gemara, Rava says that you need to, that for kol kolshin ibalach lamaga in ibalach lamasa, you need to be ibalach lamaga mikol tzadav. If it's not ibalach lamaga mikol tzadav, then it's called then it's not matami b'masa. The Gemara is very tzarich be rav. Why does it need kol tzadav? The Maitz is ibalach lamaga. Go find the way to do a maga and you do a maga. Who cares that on one side you can't do a maga? Why does that make it in ibalach lamaga? Chazanish and uksin simin aleph of katan yudalid. The Ramatzal Gemara Maga asks this question. It says the Chazanish the following: that Lule Rashi would take down in the Gemara like this. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Alma Yesh Shemer Lapachos Mikazais, and Dafka here there's Ein Shemer because the Or is Mevatel, not that the Cheft of the Or is Mevatel, but the Or is not can't be considered a Shemer to the Basar. This Chati Zayis of Basar doesn't have enough chashivus in relationship to the Or that the Or should be its shomer. Therefore, we look at the Basar as being bottled to the Or. Normally, something that's not an Or, yeh shomer lepachos mikazayis. But with Or and Basar, then we say ain't shomer lepachos mikazayis, because the Or, the Basar doesn't have enough chashivus in relation to the Or that the Or should be its shomer. That's why Rabbi Yishmoel. And comes Rabbi Akiva to say that if you agree that it's batul, it got to be the or, that it doesn't have a shomer, so Mela, it also should not have tumas masa. If Lamaisa, I can't look at the basar as having hashiva in relation to the or, that the or is going to be its shomer, then again, it should be batul agamri, and it should also not be matami b'masa. That's the Chazanish's chat in the Gemara. He means it's Lulei Rashi, because Rashi says that to be Shmuel Bechal holds it ain't Shemer Lepachos Mikazayis. It's not something unique between Basar and Or. So in Cain, it's just because, in Cain, the reason it's Eina Balach Lamaga is because it's Pasha not a Shemer. A Shemer needs something more Chashav. That's why it's Eina Balach Lamaga be called Tzadav. So why should that be a Sar Legabe Masa? Chazanish leaves the Tarachini, he doesn't say Pshat in Rashi. Rashi is something that needs explanation over here. Last point for today. Is the din of Ula. Ula says that Shnei Chatzos Eisim Shetochman Bekeitzam Afilu Moilch Meidi Kola Yom Kulay Tar. What's the reason? Because Venosa Karin VeKarin Noise, but Ina Noise Vehu Denisa BeBasachas. Needs to be Kachas. So the Pshuta you learn in the Gemara, one would say that it's a Vard in Maisa Masa, and Maisa Masa according to Rabbi Ula holds Bdash Rabbi Shmuel needs that they Kachas Manish. If the two things are split up. Even though the Maisa, your guf, is carrying both of them, but the Maisa Masa has to be done on one chefsa mefoya, mamish. That'd be the Pashu Shad in the Gemara. However, the Ramban is before not this way. The Ramban says that Ula holds with Asher Bishmol, that ain't no geya v'chayzer v'neigeya. Because if yesh no geya v'chayzer v'neigeya, then it's tami b'maga, and maybe also tami b'masa. And the Ramban says that Rabbi Akiva argues on the sin of Ula. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Yesh Negeya v'chayzer v'negeya, the Mela also in Masa it's Matame. Charles, what's the connection? Ula is saying of Vard and Masa. That Masa has to be, it needs to be Kiachas. As long as they're split up. So it's not Masa. Maga, you might touch both things at the same time, Yesh Negeya v'chayzer v'negeya. But Masa, you say to new drasha. That a Maisa Masa is done when the whole thing is connected. So before that, the Ramban did not learn that pshat in Ula. That the Ramban learned that Ula is saying a part of Ka'achas. If I can look at the two things as one, even if they're physically separated, but if in Din they have a Din of being one, then they're Matamimi. So if Yesh Nogeya V'chayzer V'negeya, like we spoke about until now, that Yesh Nogeya V'chayzer V'negeya says that Klapi the person, I look at the two things as being connected. Klapi the Klech HaMetame in them, I see them as being one. So Menela, if you hold Yesh Negeya, V'chayzer V'negeya, so that makes a chibur in the Tumah. Even though physically they're disconnected, but it's still the talim. Dakoman Domar that ain't a gay in the choiz of inageya. So now either taka two separate chatzoy zaysim. Once you're two separate chatzoy zaysim, so then each one is independent. If each one is independent, so then it's two different halves. And then there's no chibur, also the gabi masa, there's no chibur. That's before the Ramban or Pshat in Ula. However, in the Rambam, this doesn't work. The Rambam makes the passing Yesh Negeya B'chayz Rav Negeya. And so the Rambam brings down the memory of Ula. The Rambam Kinnear learned it was the drasha was more kipshutai. That it's a word in a Maisa Masa. Physically, the things are disconnected. They're not attached to be one chefsa. So that's not a Maisa Masa to be Matami. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.